חזר בן דן במתון הדבר ליהו פרק חובוב ושבורך הוא אמר למוישה after the חטף דמקוישש והם אז נכשר עם שבס כיוון שלא היו לו תפילים ברוישה ובזרוי כשי נעשה לרפסוקים after that אז מצווה ציציס שיהיה להם ציציס בביגדון בשבס when they don't have tefillin, like this, the tzitzis will watch them. The Sefer Refoel HaMalach, Ois Tzadik, goes like in Yonim, tzitzis, Ois Tzadik, Erech Tzitzis. Af echod me'elef eine mekayim mitzvah tzitzis karoi, ki kamo digduki dinim yesh b'mitzvah tzitzis, וצורך לבקש אחד בעיר ושניים במשפחה אשר יזוהר במצווה ציציס שיקיים המצווה קרוי בכל פרוטר ודקבקר. אז המצווה ציציס זה מצווה that we do every day but it's not an easy מצווה. He says אחד לאלף כול מקיים את. הגמור says in the Nochas המקיים מצוות ציציס זויכה ורויה פני השכינה להוסיד לובו ישם שלו 2008 מויס עבודים and on every one ציציס that you have 2,800 משולסים will be to a person that keeps מצוות ציציס no, כדרך המצוות החשוב ויס the sultan makes sure that you will lose the מצוות everyone wears ציציס every person that sits on him. Aber yes, tzitzis, ve yes, tzitzis. So we'll see, there's a lot of chaloki. We'll start, keseder advar. Aval, there's no chiv to wear tzitzis, meikar adin, only if you have a beged shel dalet kanfes. But first it's kedai, it's matzil min achet. It's matzil min achet. Now when I got married, so chutz from my regular tzitzis, I bought like another big tzitzis. When I would go on the plane, I would put it out. On my clothes. For shmir, my rabbits thought that I looked strange, so I stopped. But I had a special tzitzis, so I thought exactly soon what. Some hold that the Gemara says beidne deritche Hakadosh Baruch Hu is manish even on bitul mitzvah eser. Even if not wearing a tzitzis, also as a tvi. Especially today there is a minig to wear a talis kotten, could be a tzitzis chiyuv. You could see on a bachur, some bachim you could see on them that they don't have a talis kotten. Some you see that they don't have it all, and some you see that they have it. It's you know plastic with holes. You could see that they don't have a tzitzis. You can see it. You walk in, but that's like you walk in with Spanish, you can know who has a tzitzis. Don't test me, but some people, you know, for different reasons, it could look that they don't have tzitzis. The Gemara says in Menoches, Ezu beged achayev betzitzis. The shaila is if only tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen, or even shar meaning. Tesis learns the Das Rashi. Kol beged chayev min ha-teira. Shita Sarambam, only tzemo v'pishti. But the Rabbonon, all of the meaning. The Shulchan Aruch and Simentes, Sif Aleph is machriya. Ein lo chayev b'tzitzis min ha-teira, elo beged pishti, oi tzema. Mid Rabbonon, tzema rechayim. Aber shar minim, ein lo chayev im elo mid Rabbonon. The Ramoses, וכולם חייבים מדי רייס, ואוכי ילחסה. זאת במשנבור, ירא שמיים, יחמיר על עצמו לוחוש לדעס או משוימה, ויעשה טל אשר צמר כדי שיסחייה בציציס מן הדיר. ונוכל זאת במשנבור, שיעשה בן טל אסגודל, בן טל אסקוטן מצמר. זה משנבור says, Yire Shomai, Obi Makpita have Sayat Alis Godel, Sayat Alis Kotten from wool. even the Mishnebura says so. And Maisa Rav, the Goel, Ois Yud Zayin, is brought down that the Goel had a Taliskotin from Katan. Moshe Feinstein, I think in America, the Olam follow Moshe Feinstein and Orach Chaim, Simen Aleph and Beis, Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph, Chelek Gimel, Simen Aleph. He says, Rolu lehakpid betaliskotin shel tzemer. I think the people that are marked by Reb Moshe, I think in America people listen to Reb Moshe. Ubiyeredeye, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Aleph Beis, he says, Shechen noag be'atzmoi, even when it's hot in the summer. Everyone else is wrong, but in America, who I think the meaning was to follow Reb Moshe, as it after. No? I think all the chumas of Reb Moshe. So the Mishnah Berurah and Reb Moshe Feinstein lemaisa are machmir to wear taliskot from war. The Chazanish was knowing like the Goyim. Now the shaila is why the Goyim did not machmir to wear taliskot and shetzem. So some want to say that the Goyim wore the whole day talis godel. The talis godel was from wool, so you wanted to have also a mitzvah de rabbanon. So you need to have a day raise. Moshe, when I bought a special talis for the plane, I specially bought from cotton. to have also the raise, also the rabbanon, two shmiras. This is what Shmuel Salam taught. The main time is that a bocher that doesn't wear the whole day talis godel, and some of them not even in the morning. And he said even adults that wear talis godel, but they don't wear the whole day to wear talis godel mitzvah. He said, no, I already did one day raisa, I'll do it in the rabbon. But a bocher that doesn't wear talis godel bichlal, if he does it in Shmuel Salam. Avad, he has to go to war. If he's a Yerushamayim. And if the tzadda is Yerushamayim. Another reason they say the undershirts, I won't answer the undershirts, I'll say really the shirts. If they go in, anyway, the bottom clothes that were under the talis by the goyim was for linen. You know, some people have these choshev shirts from linen. Now, as one sheet has arrived, Legabe Klein, that Lemoshel, if you have socks from linen and you put on a shoe and you can't take off the socks without taking off the shoe, right? If you have sandals, you could maybe slip it off. But if you have shoes, that you're not allowed to wear one bagging on top of each other, linen and wool, if you cannot take out the bottom one without. Lemoshel, our talis, lemoshel, we could take out of our shirt without opening the shirt. Push your hand inside. But lemoshel, if you have an undershirt, so if it's without, even without sleeves, if you have a shirt, you can't take off the undershirt without taking off the shirt. You can't take off the undershirt without the shirt. I'm not trying to figure it out. I tried. Huh? Can't dig it. So the goyim was makpid because of that. He was choishes to the shittas. Maybe we don't pass like that, but it's a chumrah that it's a chashash v'klai. Maybe he didn't want to wear the talis cotton on top of the bagging of linen because he was choishes to klai. Lefi that, if that is the reason, it's not relevant in our days. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Bnei Brak, they were cut. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what, you know? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, every home in the world they do their Bnei Brak. What happened to this? Talis. He said, the Goyim wanted to be mefalsim that la aloche, we pask that cotton is chayv deiraisa. You right, the Bechaber holds not like that. Again, the Shulchan Aruch holds only Midrash is only Tzema v'Pishtim. The Chamo paskens everything. The Gloin was choishesh that if people will think, the Moshe, that Be'ikar Adin, cotton is not Chayav Deiraisa. So then it goes to people, you know, they're going canoeing and they wear these kind of jackets that are Kelaim, that are Chayav Tzitzis, maybe we'll get to it, yeah? All different kind of things, kind of blankets and towels. I'm not going now into the. Okay, it's only the Rabbana. Not the Raisa. So the going was so important for him to understand. It's a chumrah to wear wool to be Yaisa Shigaz Aramba. But don't be makel. He felt that people will be makpit to wear wool, so it goes into the cup of people that the Raisa is wool. The Moshe, we get the sweaters that are open in the front and the back, yeah? So it's different shilas. So I know when I was a kid, my father, the blankets that were wool, my father cut the corners. Not to go into the tzitzit shayla. Shubayu also is like, I'm saying, this is my father. All the blankets that were wool, my father, well, we'll get to that. It's, right, it's machlekes. So, kilo. Okay. We'll get to these tzirufi. But the Goyim was scared that people would become like my father, yeah? And they cut only the blankets from wool. Till today, we have the blanket. It's cut and sold. There's no four ganfas. So, if that is the reason, so the Mele, Chaim Yerevsky said, so it stayed till the Zman Hazeh. Some said another reason. And we'll get to that. Could be, Baz Hashem, we'll get into the Inyan of Tzitzis a little bit, that the Goyen wanted to wear a beged. What is the problem? You know, you have these people, you know, the weirdest Tzitzis, like, you know, it's mamash, like a bizayin, you know, like a crumbled thing, like a schmack little line on top of them. You know, people wear, you know, that happens when they wear that plastic with holes, yeah? But like, you know, kvitschtep is as, you know, like when people look at it, yeah, what is it? It doesn't make sense even. Oh, it's a tzitzis. Could be it's not chayav tzitzis. We'll get to that. Could be when you go to the almud and you daven, you cover yourself with tzitzis, could be not chayav. Why? It has to be a beged. So, the moshel, with davening, when we say the betalis, it's not be'etzim only the mitzvah of the talis. It's the covet, right? So the beggar is made. We'll get it together. Someone thought that the Goyen Gehalten, the beggar that he had for Talis Kotten from Katten, was a regular beggar that he wore in that days. No one wore that kind of beggar from war. And the Goyen wanted to wear a beggar that he's wearing anyways to be chayv much more. Not just to put something himself in Hashem Tzitzis. Some want to say that in the summer not to wear wool because it's very hot. So what if it's very hot? One day in wool and wool in the summer is like 100 days. So they came and said no. The Gemara says that we learn not climb the tzitzis that as the Chalitza says sheitiru kilayim betzitzis. Everyone knows when you learn the sugis and yevamis and Sanhedrin that kilayim is only osu if you nene. If you're not nene, it's not osu. Hashal, if it's only an aloe or also a levisha, it's again to measure clothes in the store. Suffolk is the kilayim. If you're allowed to measure them, or you're not allowed to measure them. But we learn out klein as the geloise from klein betzitzes. Fregen da achroinin besalevi and more. If the, what is the right? Maybe esa is not the geloise. You know why you're allowed to put klein betzitzes? Mitzvah slav lehen is nitro. So really it's not called an emmele. הרי נגמור את זה, אז מויכי כסוס, מויכים כדרכום, ובלבד שלא הסכמנו בחמו מפני החמו, ובקשו מפני הקשום. So klein would out the noe is mutter. So what is the right that is the release of klein betzitzis? Maybe the reason klein betzitzis is mutter, because mitzis lam nen is nitno. So, as a shy lef, a noas mitzvah, a machlegis, a mitzvah, a noas aguf, chutz from the mitzvah. So, but what is the answer? So, to be salevi, and tzitzis, you only hide if you nene. You can't say mitzis lam nen is nitno. Like, you know, some people hold that they're allowed to eat in some hotels on Shabbos. Why? Because mitzvah lav lehen is nidnu. So it's not a aver to eat without the hechshek. I heard that, some sforim even write about it, yeah? It's a marazis for a lot of reasons, yeah? But chutz from all the reasons, emotionally, Yisrael chazos no shechis no da'anoe. But in Shabbos, the chefz of the mitzvah is, v'koraz lo Shabbos oine. קיצור, נשאר, המון הרי הנועם מן הבוסור, זה לא תריצו לשבס ענת. שתול דקש, המון הרי הנועם מן הבוסור, זה לא תריצו לשבס? אבל הניש, תחפצב את המיצס, אתה יהיה בגשמק. כן, זה מיצס לב להרס ניתנו. קורוס על השבס, if you don't enjoy, you have to fast. The mitzvah is not to eat, the mitzvah is to enjoy. The mitzvah of tzitzis is, beg it. I mean, you can't say mitzvah lav lehenes nidnu. If the mitzvah is anor, and the summer that you're suffering, with the more you're not making the mitzvah, better to go to Katan. The Gesmoshe says clearly that even in the summer when it's hot, it's better to wear wool. So I saw Minchas Osher once bring Rayas that if it was made l'shem mitzvah, it has a shame beged. Even at Lemaisa Lechura, you're suffering. His raya is, it's a double that needs a little bit hezba. His raya is, the Gemara says, for chalitza, you have to have a nal. I don't know if you went once to see a chalitza. You saw once a chalitza? Remember, when we learned Yavamas in the Biron, in Yaman, in the Chasna, was a chalitza in the Badats. So when it came, the Holy Shiva packed up. Until today, I remember the clothes we got from the Yevovah that we came. She was so embarrassed, the whole mirror Shira walked in. What is the Indian to make it be pilsum? They take a sandal, they call it a Tanachi sandal. What was a Tanachi sandal? Like with stripes and all different. What? How do they call it in English? The hippies, I think, go with it. You know what I mean? like a real sandal. Like a whole zach. No one wears it today. Chutz of chalitza. So what's the chur? You're not yaitza. Chazal said, what is a nal? Me'oir, with all the clothing of a shoe. That no one today wears it. No guy would go with such a set of shoes. But then even the basin washes his feet, then he check with the glass, there's no chitza. It's all avoid it. The Teretz is, when it's made l'shem nal, it's called a nal. The Moshe, Begit Sha'osu Lekovoid is not Chaya B'tzitzis. But Talis Gomer for sure is Chaya B'tzitzis. So, Mikol Mokorin, these are the reasons that some people did not, some people the Moshe wanted to say that if that was the reason the Chazanish, not like if Beirut was hot, the Moshe, but if someone lives in a cold place, like Cleveland, the Moshe, that's the word tzitzis the whole time. There's no Heta. So the Ma'ase is chutz from the Bnei Brak people. If someone doesn't have that Bnei Brak minig, the right thing is to wear wool. We'll go right. Now, there's another reason. The halacha is tzemer poiter b'chol aminim. I don't know if someone, I don't want to embarrass no one, but maybe someone here that wears a talis of cotton. Yeah, not to embarrass him now in public. Yeah. I will learn to look at the tzitzis. What tzitzis he has? From cotton or from wool? What tzitzis he has? From cotton or wool? From wool. Why? Mishlein, I have a beged from wool. I have chutin from wool. But you have a beged from cotton. Why you have wool? There is a tzemer poiter b'chol aminim. כל מין פויטר במינוי. קאטן פאטרס אין קאטן, יפת, חוטים בשם ציציס צור, אבל צמר פויטר בכל המינים. That's the reason. שאר מינים במינים פויטים שלהם, no one creates חוטים. Not from צמר, because then you have to every time. Now, the word of Avraham is down, but as a man the Omar, that Tzemer Poiter B'Shar Minim, it's only when he also has the Tcheles. But without Tcheles, Tzemer is not Poiter B'Shar Minim. So then we feel that there was a word of Avraham, that B'Zman Hazeh, you have to wear Talish Tadish and Tzemer. Mishabur doesn't say that. But another reason why to be Mach. Now, it was a tumult, it was Be'erich 15 years ago, a huge tumult. Against people that don't wear talis and tzemer. The mamish taina that the mamish the worstest people in the world. Why? I don't remember. You remember the chicken tumult? I mean, is it, you know, it's a sheitel tumult. I think everyone remembers. It was a cow's tumult. They got me the milk. You can't drink milk today because the it's cholof etreifus. Some in America, they don't drink. It's a couple machmir in America. They don't drink milk. All shishim in America doesn't drink milk because the halacha is, you know, a milk of camel. You're allowed to drink camel milk. You're allowed to drink from a camel. You're allowed to? No, why not? Hayoyitzim in a tome from a cow. You're allowed to. What if the cow is treifa? You're allowed to drink the milk? No. Sifah shechonoch cholov treifa ketreifa. Why cholov a cow? A cow is also not yishech. But cholov camel is also, cholov treifa is also. Statistic, in every 100 cows, in our days, 60 are treifa. Even the Gemara says roiv or not, statistic says that 60 are treifa. But, Lamazon will say the statistic is not wrong, it's chumras. Only 10% are treifa. Halavai 10% will be treifa. The meat will be a quarter of the price. Yeah? But when you shecht, sometimes you only find one or two glad. Say that, 10% are treifa. So every time when you milk a cow, why are you allowed to drink the milk? Your stomach comes with the right cow. You go basahoyev. But the halach is one to be if you milked from 5 cows. And then you shech the cows and you find that one of them is treif. Shein shechonoch, all the milk is also. Because you mix the milk together. Lach belach is echo b'shishim. Today, the way they milk the cows, I don't know if you went once to a trip to the farm, they see the cows, like these machines, yeah? They stick on, you saw it once? Every cow, they stand like in a room, they put the cows in, they put the machines, and like a big pipe, and it goes to a huge big container. They milk like 5,000 cows, and then they send it out. We know statistically here, from these 5,000 cows, at least 10% are treif. So it's less than mechal b'shishim. Cholov is also to drink. It's a marshal, it's a yidchim, marshal shechter. In America, doesn't drink milk, doesn't eat cheese. He can't, he doesn't eat treifus. Doesn't eat treif. He only milks if you go to a cow on her own and you milk her. Milk from a farm, he doesn't drink. When he was here years ago, went to Rabbi Yashiv. He was trying to find Rabbi Yashiv to find him a cooler. You know, his kids also don't drink. They're not there. They eat. They eat the meat. They have the shchit, about the milk. The milk, they don't drink milk, they don't eat treifas. It's easy to say, the mice have to do. No milk products. Gosh. So I'm not saying, what is the heta? I'm not going now what the heta is. But this was the milk tool. Not only that, they tell that all the cows are treif. Because in our days, because the cows, when they get upset, the milk is not gishmak. So they have these metals, they poke the stomach, and they take out the gas. Cows. So like this, they get it now. And in our world, the cows don't die from that. The hilchus treifus, a hole in the stomach is a treifus. זה הלוך הדיגי סטרייפה. אז מה זה לא זה גם, זה דילב? זה קש, אבל זה אידוס. So this explains the treifus of the way Hashem gave the Torah, b'shnas alofim, it doesn't change. So all it milks, it becomes treif. Was it kufa, and as the soil was the chicken, tumu. That, if you see pictures of the chickens, 100 years ago, they look different. Now as alofim, we don't eat animals without a servant. And they mix them together. This is Amul Shiner, Moshe. They came out now last week with the first genetic salmon that they managed, you know, to make it to grow with the Mishnah with the DNA. Every salmon grows like this, has exactly the same, and legally, because it's managed the same, you don't have to say it even that it's, you know, made by human being. Yeah, I even saw the pictures of it. Nikol Makoim, so the tumor was like this. The Gemara says, Rochel Bas Eiz is a tzoyim and is a eiz. Izim Mosayim. Tzoyim Hamesh Bas. Rochel is the name, Chutzim, the Imoes, is the name of the daughter of the tzoyim. She's called Rochel. The wife of the tzoyin is called Rochel, the kifso. Rochel bas eiz, she doesn't have a din of a tzemer recheilim. We have to have tzemer recheilim. It's possible. Ad meodoyos. So they claim that a lot of the sheep today don't have a din of tzemer. Could be a granddaughter of A's. There's no yuchsin in the sheep. So people that have wool don't have a problem. If it's not a sheep, it's not a sheep. So it's min b'minay. But people that have cotton, cotton only could be poto in cotton. You take wool, it's not wool, it's a A's. Really, you're not the A's. So the Machmirim said, maybe this one. So some Machmirim of Nebrak, they make the tzemer, they get the same sheep to do the beged, and again, this is really Machmirim Shem Machmirim. I explain. But the Derech Klal, the Pshat is, could be the grandfather was the A's, and all of them are from this grandfather. But it's the same branch.
But if one's more A's, it's not.
No, it doesn't matter. It's A's, it's A's.
Why?
It's A's. No, it doesn't go like that. This is called, I'll explain. It's called wool. Cotton. It could be American cotton, Israeli cotton. It's called cotton. Yeah? Not mamash, like, you know, maris, you have to mamash. Oh, but the chalois din tzemer, that patterns the teire, it doesn't have the chalois din tzemer. That was the tzad. It's machmirim that every sheep, yeah, but that was really chumash b'chumash.
Also, better get cotton with cotton strings.
Yeah, but that cotton strings we don't have. Like a nipus lishmo, you're right. So I'm just explaining what Lamaise, the person didn't accept it. I don't remember why. And it was like all these chumas that after a while no one speaks about it anymore. And this chum also disappeared. But I remember it was a tkufa that everyone was busy with Rochel Bas Es. This was the red. Rochel Bas Es. But it's another reason why to want to have woolen talis. The poskim cleared about synthetic material. The Gemara in Menoche says, "Beged me'oir potur afilu midarabon." Shaila why? Reb Moshe learns because it's one piece. Now the question is, what would be if a person will take the letter? Instead of making one piece of a letter, he will chop it to strings and sew with it a beged. Reb Moshe wanted to say, even so, it's potu dal tzvi is mesupik. Why? I'm saying you have some kind of clothes before I'm going to the tzitzis that is made. They're from synthetic strings. The regular beged, like a shirt. Shirt is not one piece, it's strings. It could be made from synthetic material, it could be made from silk. It's a chosh of it. If not, it's made from strings. Yeah, every shirt that you have. If you tear it, you'll find a lot of little strings. It's put together very properly like a material. So the shayla is on synthetic clothes. Now, then they have these tzitzis that are made from plastic. So somehow, that they're potu. Another reason, someone to the paskin, has to have doma mekabel tuma, has to have a shem beged. The nylon, plastic, is made from oil, from gas. It's not made from gedule karka. The ones that have holes is another reason. The Rambam holds shecholuk shel svocha shepsoi nira mitoicho yaledei chaloi nisel lo yishem beged. It's a beged shel svocha shepsoi nira mitoicho mitoi chaloi nis. Windows. So somehow it doesn't have a shem beged. Some wanted to say that the plastic today is better. Why? In our days, people make from it material. People use it. It's chayim. They wanted to say legabi the holes because it's not on the boso. It's not a beged if it's the only beged. But if it's a beged elyon, it's okay. The person just wears that. It's like a onish kinsu. But it's like I heard yesterday night, a moshul from the Magen Midubne, was a sifah that is behavah. They're taking out now Nu Shulchan Aruch. Yesterday was the yesoid of Nu Shulchan Aruch is behavah. The Bez Hashem, 34 volumes regular Shulchan Aruch, and it'll be masif the 150 pieces. Bez Hashem, ready in 5 years, but it's starting to come out now. Zevi is behavah. This will be the new Shulchan Aruch. And all the Shulchan Aruchim got together, made a Heskem, will come out one big Shulchan Aruch, Maduas Friedman, 34 volumes, regular Shulchan Aruch, Abiyas Mekutzal, 12, and Mesifte, 150 pieces. Be'ez Hashem. So, it was a Kenneth Yisoy, so the head of Ezbehodo was dashing there. He said, "Look, Chasam Sefer, Givaldi Givol." He said, "Was a Yid, a rich guy, mamish." He said that the Rebbe Reb Zusha was going around, and he needed money for tzedakah. And he came to a place. There was a Talmid Chacham there that was not masking to help him. He thought, "Why not help me?" He says, "Shem the Talmud Torah can get kula. I'm sitting and learning. But if I need help here, he said, Talmud Torah can get kula." Rabbi Elbzusha told him, I was a Yid, a very rich guy, and he came with like with a beautiful scarf. They had him to live for it. Everyone, the whole town was speaking about it. From where he was going, people were looking at it. Because it was a guy, a poor guy, he was very jealous. So he took all of his saving, he went and he bought himself that scarf. And one day he comes in the shul with a scarf, and everyone is laughing. So he said, I noticed that, the guy came here 4 months ago, everyone said, psst, why on me? Everyone's laughing, it's exactly the same. So they told him, Pshat, he has nice shoes, nice socks, nice pants, a special belt, has cufflinks, and that, has a shtreibel. And then he has this. So look, Gimaldi, you have torn shoes, holes in your socks, no belt, a knetch. That's the way they spoke there, yeah? And then you put on this scarf, it doesn't look kosher. It says, with Talmud Torah can make it kulam, when I mentioned Sholem, not the mices, with Talmud Torah can make it kulam, that is the most kosher of beged, that special scarf. But as I mentioned, Golmish, and he puts on that scarf, said, it's the guy that I'm talking, but you don't want to help no one. He said, I can't help, I can't do chesed. So they claim that the pshat, the beged shel svocha from the Rambam was people that went with the clothes with holes. It's not good. It's a, But by us, that it's a beged that we put on top, even if it has holes, it has a tzur of a beged. Now, why I'm saying that? So the mice of Bnei don't wear plastic. No, Bnei really wears that since. Not saying any Yoshamayim, because Yoshamayim wears wool anyways. But even Bentega doesn't wear these kind of tzitzis. But this is Lekule. I know Lechumre. We try not to wear this beged. But Lechumre, when people go canoeing, it's a kind of beged they put on. It's called canoeing delver, or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? You went canoeing once? You know that plastic thing that they give you to wear?
Life jacket
is not to drown. It's like a big
suit.
What?
Wetsuit.
Something like that, but it's made from it has Abba canvas.
Poncho.
Raven cove. Raven something. Raven key, I think it's called. So there is a shayla if it's chayav betzitzis or not. The problem is there you can't cut it. If you cut it, you don't get your deposits back. Yeah, well, see, it's bush to eat it to be makna to someone else that you're not chayav betzitzis. Could be some people say it's not chayav betzitzis, it's not osi lemalbush, but again, now, there's a new zach people did today that they think that they meant good, but the poskim are against them. Instead of getting dressed to put an undershirt, a tzitzis, and a shirt, they made the undershirt to be the tzitzis. Now, there's a couple problems in it. Lama zogen has a hechsher. Some have to know you have to have open enough, roiv beged. So machleik is if it's enough that you mitzarev the hole where your hand goes out with the bottom, but you have to have a roiv in the bottom. But lama zogen, you have the machmir on the shirt, then you have a roiv in the bottom. There's some shittas hole that you cannot yotze tzitzis. Why? That you, I like the more than these aloch, the also the oil of aloch. You chas v'shalom, I'm all you in the house, that there's someone sitting shiva. You menach mavel on someone. What they do kriya, and what you do kriya when you menach, if someone is nifter, what you tear? If it's your father, you tear the jacket, and what else? The shirt. Right? They don't tear only the jacket. Maybe you're in houses that was no jacket, only a shirt. What?
Chosaras, you don't do your shirt.
Okay, it's England, it's America. but why? State Koireya ad shemigale esliboy. You tear and you tear until you get to your heart. You saw someone that tears down the shirt? No. Maskim, that is, don't do that. Why? Why only your shirt, not an undershirt? Why don't you do an undershirt? The Talmud says, you only tear your bgadim. I'm not saying, because you could be also going to have to tear the coat. So I'm not saying it's 100% domir. So some people tie it that it doesn't have a shame beget. It's called, it's there to catch the sweat. B'mele, if it doesn't have a shame beget, could be it's not chayav betzitzis, and mainly you're not yotze betzitzis. So this is the reason the Bnei Teira don't use it. Why I'm madgish it? I want to know, you know, people make a nuam tzor, they think they're very smart. Could I do it? No, no one thought about it before. Could be. Again, to make a mechor, I'm not saying, we're speaking about people that want to do the halachic mosh itself. That was another reason. Another reason. A Sefer Minhag Yisrael is brought down not to wear a talis cotton before in Mamshir. The ones that wanted, the Chaim Ben Yehoshua said not to use them. But the ones that want to be martyred claim, like I said before, that Vatz made the mitzvah, so even if it doesn't have a shame beged, it becomes, but you have to know if it's made the mitzvah. Clone what these people are doing. The Sefer Minhag Yisrael brings down not to wear tzitzis on your body. He says, even if it doesn't have a mocker, he brings down the Shiloh. Why? Only because you have to have a beged choshuv. Some say because the choishesh that you will mechaven l'shem zeh. Aber mekol mokoyim is a minhag Yisrael not to wear the tzitzis on the body. I know there's a choshev yid in England. Choshev yid, one of the biggest choshevs there in Europe today. Years ago he had to have an operation and he couldn't wear undershirts. So he took off the talis cotton and he put it on top of the shirt. So he left already on top of the shirt. Because he could not wear on the shirt. And the word says it's on the body, he didn't want to put it. Minhag Yisrael, you don't put it on the body. So far as the Minhag Yisrael, you don't put the undershirt on the body. So for that same reason, again, it's not also. Some say, Lamarshal, the reason it's also because if you will start to put it on the body, people will start to use the tzitzis for undershirt. And undershirt is not good. But enough to do is if you stuck once, if you're allowed to or not. You ran out of undershirts. You went to swimming on the beach, so you took off your shirt and your tzitzis and you swam with the undershirt. You didn't want to get burned. Or the tzitzis, let me show you what was the reason. Yeah. And you finished the swim. Now the undershirt you take off. You left with the tzitzis and it's and so. Minhag ben hazmanim is you go with undershirt, right? So I don't think it's a yeshivish minhag. It's not. The mokif of that yeshivish minhag is. So ready, people think Minasmani, the animal put a shirt on, the tzitzis on top. But they assigned that Minhag started because there was no undershirt. It's kach shomati. They played ball and motion all over the undershirt. I'm not going if it's mutter or not. They sweat. They took it off and they went back to the shirt. It was no business. Kach shomati. Yeah, no one knows exactly the mocha for that Minasmani Minhag. Yeah, I'm sure it's not accurate. If you have undershirt, you're allowed to Minasmani put the shirt and the tzitzis inside. It's not, you know, you could rest the mice even when it's inside, maybe, but it's better like that. Now, as a minhag, that the chutim of the tzitzis are the same color of the tzitzis. The ma'aseh, the minhag is, the Mishnah Berurah says, we do the chutim white. You do it white. You don't do the different color. If you find tcheles, we'll see later. Tcheles was already, I think 1,500 years ago it says it disappeared, yeah? But there's one of the reasons that you can't stamp put on tcheles. Because you have to, it has to be the same color. Only if you make the mitzvah of tcheles. We'll get it. So we do the beged white. The Sfardim will mock me that the whole beged will be mamish white. This is the reason they don't have no black lines. Everything is white. We hold that we have most of it white. The mice say it's yellowish. They're really makbi that it's white. Well, the yellowish, you could call it white yet. We have the black stripes. Yeah, we have black stripes. Yeah, it's one of the kashas why the cottons don't have the black stripes. No one knows the answer, yeah? But what is the meaning of the black stripes? The black was similar to the color that was tcheles. It was the Indian and the beggar will be ke'en de tcheles. You see, the modern ones really have blue. I don't know if you saw in America, but Chutzlar, but I know there's places that I have, and this was bad in a minute. They say, what would it be if the talis becomes black with the time, or the chutim? Okay, it's not the keli v'amdehu, but the ma'aser you're allowed to. It's brought down in the pinkus of the chevre kadisha of laluv, that the taz had an old talis and he would down with the old talis and manish became black. Everyone knows the famous that the taz was very poor. Famous story: the Bach was the shver of the taz. And he promised him kes, that he will support him, will give him meat every day. One day the Bach also didn't have money. So the Bach gave him lungs. The meat of lungs. I think the yeshiva almost never serves it. It looks like meat, but it doesn't taste like meat, and doesn't fill you up like meat. So the Taz took the Bach to the interior. He promised me meat, and he only gave me lungs. All serious. Taz thinking the Bach, you know, he's been learning every day. And the basin gipaskin that the Bach is right, it's called mitzalom b'shabbat. And they asked the Taz, well, you didn't know it's a gemara in the door. He said, yeah, but maybe the umdenev das b'yodom, they told him, no, it's poshut. So the Taz said, I knew that this is the psak. But I was scared, we'll come to the shamayim, we'll be a tviya on the Bach, and he didn't give me the meat that he promised. And mainly my learning was not so beyond because I didn't eat enough. So I wanted there'll be psakshim based in Shulmato that the Bach was Yoitz and there'll be no Tviyana. So anyway, the Noshim Tzadkonias in the city collected money and they bought the Taz and Nutalis. And he told them, thank you. He said, I want that my new talis, this old talis, I daven all of my life. And I never had a machshova zohar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, from the time I started to wear this. And I wanted to wrap me with my talis when I die. And it's becoming from the Kisa HaKovet and said, when he was wrapped with that, he never was Masiach Das in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Maizeh, the Shutz Yavis, says that you mechuyev to buy a new talis, it's a bizarre, and he says that the taz, the posh didn't want him in any of him at the schino. So he said an excuse. But it brought down that if the maizet became dirty from Schwitz, that it's mamish a bizarre, the leket ha-kemach brings down that it's a bizarre in a mitzvah, and b'mele, you yoytza with it. Now, we have to know, before we go to the other halachas, we'll get to them, that mitzvah tzrichas kavod. This is one of the main things that you have to know when you have a tzitzis. Klaras de minchas chinuch. What would be if a person puts on a tzitzis and he was not mechaven l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? If you eat matzah and you're not mechaven l'shem matzah, you eat it or not? No? Eat. You sit in the sukkah, not mechaber l'shem sukkah. You're not there. Kaiva mitzvah tzichus kavanah. you put on the tzitzis and you're not mechab in the shem mitzvah. Zog the minchas chinuch. So you're not mechab in the mitzvah. But not only you're not mechab in the mitzvah, you're over isur arba kanfes below tzitzis. Why? As a mitzvah, as a aloche, you're not allowed to wear this without the mitzvah. So it comes out that the friars that will go up to the shemayim, no problem. But the frum people that wear tzitzis and not mechab, they will go to Gehenna. So when I was a boy, this is the Minchas Chinuch. Shemazama wants to say, you're not over the Aveir. Minchas Shlema Sim Alef Reis Alef. When I was a bocher, in Kulteira, I don't know how it goes here, but some of the same thing, was a veker, I don't know how they call it today. I'm looking for the one in the mirror, I never found it to find out his name. But as a veker is a guy that wakes up people to doubt. So in Kulteira, I remember the way the veker was, I think Shachis was 7 o'clock, was Reva L'Sheva L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, to remind everyone to Mechavan in the morning. This is the way that they woke up. Reva L'Sheva L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. That everyone will remember what he puts on the tallis, L'Chavan L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. I don't know what is the meaning here. I was looking today for the veker, right? No one managed to show me who he is. But, what? What? So we have to know. First, I went over to a lot of guys and I told them, why you didn't put on tzitzis today? So I mean, that guy doesn't know even put it on. No mushroom. Why you didn't put on tzitzis today? What? Why you didn't put on?
So why are you wearing them now?
Why are you wearing them now? You sure? So he's sure, yeah. A lot of guys, he asked them, they check.
Did you go 5 minutes after or not?
So, what? Here's the shot. You're right. Could be. So here I'm starting. So some people in the Model Nishavel that they go with the undershirt that has tzitzis. So these people thought that they fixed it. These people, you can't say that. They put on an undershirt. So another reason to be against that undershirt. They want to say, no, why we bought that undershirt? So the shayla, the kavanah, when he bought it and he put it in the system of the house, if it's enough. That is the shayla. I can't say it now. When you make the brocha lemashul, it's already the kavanah. But again, sometimes you make the brocha only 5 minutes later. So it's a chayod. Now, you have to know, even when you're saying why he's wearing it, it's a chayod. Chayodim says, when a person goes into shul for tkiyah shofar, even if he was not mechaven, it's a kavanah. But it's a chiddush of the chayodim. I know all the choshev nedarim when they put it on the morning, the shem mitzvah tzitzis. Every choshev guy that I know says the shem mitzvah tzitzis. I know when Shter Buch is mesubik, I do it, I know. If you're allowed to in the mikvah, they say the shem mitzvah tzitzis. I say it. The mikveh is shari, if you're not mechav in kavanas mitzvahs, I'm scared about the tzitzis in kavanah. I'm mechav in Hashem mitzvah tzitzis, but I put it down in the mikveh. I don't know what is the meaning. You mechav in or you put it down in the mikveh? If it's not a war, it's not such a problem anyway. What? No, some people are not mechavim. They always not aveira. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that on a kavana yoiva. He speaks about people that are running to Birkas Kohanim when they get an aliyah. So they take a talis and they're not mechavim. The Mishnah Berurah says that the oiva and dalat kavanos. This is what the Chofetz Chaim biur halacha siman samach. But when they take a talis. But he says they're not busy that they're doing it l'shem mitzvah, they're just doing it for the Birkas Kohanim and the Kriyas HaTehillah. So Mod Nezah, well, why did they take this baggage? Because it's a tzitzis. The Halacha says that a Kohen is rushing to Duchen, and he chaps the talis, and he's not mechaven, he's over Isur Dalet Kanfes. So again, to say for sure that you over, it's hard, like I said, it's a stomach, mistomach, you're wearing it in the Shem Mitzvah, Shem Zavon holds you not even the Yisru, which is not Mekai in the Mitzvah. But as an Indian to Mechavim, when you put on the tzitzis, I know it sounds hard. I'm only thinking about the tshuva, how much hard things they started to do and they managed. Some guys don't understand why the tzitzis doesn't protect them during the day. They don't have a machabit. Again, if they make the bracha in the middle of the day, that is the kavana. But with some even when they do the bracha, they don't know how to do it. That misnomer, it's not caused. Like, you know, the guy that says lachlon, he thinks someone stabbed him. Yeah? But I'm saying, I think when a person says the bracha, avad it's a kavana. But the moshul, adults have a bigger problem because they have a talis gadol. So when they make the bracha talis gadol, could be they never thought about the talis gadol. So they don't have the eitz of the bracha. So I'm saying, guys that have undershirts could mamish be a problem because they're not mechaber Hashem mitzvah. Guys that have a regular talis and they make a bracha on it later, it's the b'shas the bracha. And I'm saying also maybe b'shas the levisha, why are they wearing it? Sure it is. If we could have a hesber on that, we'll stop it.
I'm coming in
South America.
Down from
Aliyah. No, it's only not that.